Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock noon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here walking along the alley, homeward bound for dinner, we see Vic and young Russell. Let's fall in behind the gentleman and listen.
Bluetooth Johnson claims he's going to give Annabelle Hemstreet a gunny sack full of marshmallows on her birthday.
Does Bluetooth admire Annabelle?
Yeah.
Gunny sack full of marshmallows sounds like a sweet, delicate, and fragile gift.
Uh-huh.
When my girl's birthday rolls around, I think I'll present her with a coal scuttle full of gumdrops.
Yeah.
Or a trash bucket full of peppermints. Or an old sock full of oranges.
Go right ahead and enjoy your joke.
Not at all.
Speaking of Bluetooth Johnson, he's about the biggest, hardest guy I know. Bluetooth Johnson would give you the shirt off.
Excuse me, this is where I live.
I know we live here.
Why don't you turn in, then?
Well, you start turning in.
All right, I will.
If I'd been the party walking on the inside, I'd have turned in way back there.
Sure you would. That's why the neighbors haven't got any grass in their yard.
They can't expect any red-out grass in February.
How about the sweet little newborn shoot sleeping just below the sod? Or waiting for February to close its wintry doors so that they can greet bright April with their emerald fire.
You just make that up?
I have an idea. It's a literary fragment that lurked in my subconscious. What was it the poet Keats said to the poet Browning when he held a dandelion beneath his chin to ascertain whether or not he liked butter?
I don't know. But I know that Miss Minot said in the algebra class this morning to Raymond Searles when he walked up to
home,
the blackboard and
you open
drew
the door.
A picture of happy hooligans thinking nobody was watching.
We've arrived home. Open the door.
I am. Raymond didn't think anybody was watching and drew this picture of happy hooligan.
Hi-ho-to-ho.
Hello there, fellas.
Oh, you're always saying hello to somebody. Enough to make a man scream.
That's right, Mom. I wish you'd quit saying hello. Makes me so mad.
Hey, don't go in the other room.
Why not?
Mr. Sludge is in there.
He using the telephone?
He's asleep.
Go on.
Yes, on the Davenport.
What's the idea?
He was up all last night with a toothache. Never slept a wink. More into a frazzle.
Well, why don't he go home and lay on his own Davenport?
Well, Miss Harris is doing some house cleaning today. Got the place all torn up. Mr. Sludge asked if he could... I said no, Russell.
Well, dinner's not ready, is it?
No, but you stay out here.
I won't bother Mr. Sludge.
What do you want to go in there for anyway?
Well, I have to take our copy of Scott's Lady of the Lake to school this afternoon. I have to get it out of the bookcase before it slips my mind.
Well, will you be quiet? I don't want... Where are you going?
The newspaper in on the library table.
Well, do you have to read it this minute?
Well, I don't suppose I have to.
Well, go ahead, but for goodness sakes, don't wake up Mr. Sludge.
Well, what do I want to wake up Mr. Sludge for? Come on, Edith.
Use your tiptoes.
Okay.
There's nothing like using your tiptoes a while away a dull afternoon.
Oyster Cracker loves to tell about...
Cut out the talking.
Okay.
Why, mercy me. Ain't that a man there on the Davenport?
Looks like it.
Who can he be?
I believe it's Mrs. Harris's roomer.
Not Mr. Sludge.
Sure.
Hello, Sludge, you big nitwit.
Anybody can talk tough to a guy that's asleep.
You're afraid to...
Don't move a muscle, Mr. Sledger. I'll lose my terrible temper.
Uh-huh.
You address him in a very harsh manner.
Think of the things you could say to the world's champion heavyweight if you caught him asleep.
Person could be quite abusive. In fact,
quit turning over on your side, Sledge.
Yeah, when I say don't move a muscle, I mean don't move a muscle.
You better lay still.
You know the danger in this, Gov?
No.
Sleeping individuals often have their subconscious minds on the job. They tell them something, and it kind of goes in their ears and sticks in their brain. When they wake up, they remember every word.
That effect.
My physiology teacher, Miss McFunnelson, says so.
Oh, well, she's a half-wit.
She's not either a half-wit. I'll tell you another astonishing thing about sleeping individuals. Sometimes you can ask them questions, and they'll answer you back.
Try it on Brother Sludge here.
Well, I think he's sleeping too sound.
But try it anyway.
How are you feeling, Mr. Sludge?
Fine, thanks. Yourself?
You're a punk ventriloquist.
I never said anything. Try again.
Guess I won't bother. Say, Gov, remember one time you and me were standing here and Mr. Donahue was on the Davenport?
I just barely recollect the incident.
Seems to me somebody went to work and drew a mustache on his upper lip.
I do recall that, yes. Some miscreant did draw a mustache on poor, helpless Mr. Donahue, who was our guest and entitled to decent treatment.
A pencil that had soft lead in it was used by the miscreant.
That circumstance comes to mind, too. Yes, a pencil with soft lead.
Do you happen to have a soft lead pencil in your vest pocket now?
I may have.
It would be interesting, just for the sake of science, of course, to compare notes with the idea in mind of perhaps...
Hey, what's going on here?
Hello, Mom.
Kiddo.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Well, why are you standing here?
I was afraid Mr. Fudge was going to fall off the bench.
What were you leaning over for, Russell?
When?
Just now.
I was... Well, I thought I'd seen a fly in Mr. Fudge. I was going to brush it off.
Flies in February, huh? Yeah, they're as thick as your undershirt. Go on back out in the kitchen.
I haven't got my newspaper yet.
Well, get it. Come on, Willie.
Well, I haven't got my Lady of the Lake out of the bookcase.
Well, both of you kindly finish your business in here, please.
Sure.
Going to dish up dinner in about 3 shakes, so don't fiddle.
Okay.
And don't talk.
Okay.
There's something fascinating about a sleeping individual.
Yes, indeed.
Here we got a man. This man, when he's awake, is able to eat, drink, jump, kick, and scream.
A good description.
But here he is laying on our davenport like a lump of lead. Got no more sense than a bicycle.
Yes.
But if you stuck him with a pin, he'd jump right up and be as jolly as ever.
Oh, I just bet he'd be jolly. You got a pin?
No.
Hard luck.
I got a pencil, though.
A pencil?
Pencil with very soft lead.
Is that it there on the clip attached to your sweater?
Uh-huh.
Looks very much like the sort of pencil that was used by those wretched mischief makers who drew a mustache on Mr. Donahue's upper lip the day he was stretched out on the davenport.
Uh-huh.
I have no sympathy for such pranks.
Neither have I.
Anybody that sinks so low as to draw a mustache on a poor fella that was asleep is nothing but a contemptible cat.
Worse than a contemptible cat.
Of course, if a guy feels like perpetrating such a miserable deed, I suppose it's his own business.
Yeah, that's true.
If he chooses to take the highway to crime and evil doing, well, that's up to him.
Naturally.
I'm a great stickler for mine and my own affairs. Why, if some unprincipled scoundrel came in here this minute with a pencil and drew a mustache on Brother Sludge, I'd never in the wide world move a muscle to interfere.
No?
I should say not.
Well, what you looking at?
The design on the wallpaper. Never paid much attention to it before.
How long you plan on looking at it?
Oh, a moment or so.
Uh-huh.
The cruel, thoughtless person who decorated Pa Donahue's upper lip that time used a quick, light stroke.
Uh-huh.
Makes him a realistic appearing mustache.
Yeah.
He was especially careful also not to blow his breath in the face of the sleeping individual. Might wake him up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, that's a mighty attractive wallpaper design.
Mm.
Next time I'm down in the wallpaper department of Miller's store, I believe I'll shop around for more such wallpaper. I'm quite a fancier.
Oh.
Yes, my boy?
Somebody has been in here drawing a mustache on Mr. Sludge.
No.
I just noticed it.
Why, they're criminals. Let's see.
Not a bad mustache, either.
It's a good mustache. Fine mustache. But if I ever find the rotten crook that perpetrated this outrage...
Hey, he's in there.
Uh-oh.
You accuse me and I'll accuse you.
Is that the best way?
I think so. Person has to run around after you fellas like a nurse with a couple tiny babies.
We're on our way, kiddo.
I told you dinner was ready.
Uh-huh. Well, Margaret and myself got to argue.
Why didn't you come?
Well, Governor and myself were arguing
what's
over the...
What's going on here?
Nothing.
We were just about how would you like to go to somebody's house to sleep on their davenport a little while and... have people standing over you like...
Did Joe say dinner was ready, Sadie? Russell, your mother has announced dinner. Let's not stand around like oxen. You're a very inconsiderate boy. I'm extremely disappointed.
Who done this?
Oh, done what?
I say, who done this?
You mean...
You know what I mean. Who done it?
Russell.
Russell, I'm going to give you just...
Gov done it.
Gov drew this mustache?
Yeah.
Vic, for a grown-up man that's supposed to have a nickel's worth of common sense, you...
Russell did it.
Gov did it.
Don't hide behind Papa's skirts, George. Own up.
You own up.
Come on, tell your mother the truth.
You tell her the truth.
Vic, who done this?
Russell.
Gov.
Russell.
Gov.
All right, fella.
Hmm?
Come on and eat your dinner. I see my troubles are just beginning. I thought I had 2 men. Find out I got 2 5-year-olds. Come on.